This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University says it has enough money to make it through the spring semester, but that is not stopping the administration from developing contingency plans in case the ongoing shortfall of state funding continues. The state has gone nearly 2 years without a budget. Public colleges and universities received some state funding through a stopgap spending plan approved in late June of last year, but they have not received any state money this calendar year. Matt Bierman is Western's interim vice president for administrative services. He says the university will continue to press politicians to come up with a spending plan.
We will go and advocate in Springfield and do everything we can to make sure we can stretch it as long as we can. But we will have to consider other options if the state doesn't step up.
What sort of options?
Well, we're evaluating those right now, not ready to release any information, but it's the typical types of activities that we've considered in the past, and some new things we'll have to try.
So cuts, furloughs, those still a possibility?
Well, again, we're not talking about anything in specificity at this time, but we continue to plan.
1 year ago, Western's Board of Trustees authorized the administration to use auxiliary facility systems funds if needed. That money comes from the sale of tax-exempt bonds and is normally used to pay for expenses related to university housing and dining, campus recreation, and the university union. The use of those auxiliary funds to pay for operating expenses is seen as a measure of last resort. Western has not dipped into those funds so far, but Bierman says that option remains on the table. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.